Welcome to Joe Crumbly After Dark. It's so nice of you to stop by tonight. Joe Crumbly After Dark is a division of Joe Crumbly's Evil Thoughts, where we sit around on a Saturday night, we play a little guitar, and you can sit back and relax as well. During the week, it's a hectic pace, but during Joe Crumbly After Dark, and by the way, it's good all weekend. If you haven't heard this podcast on Sunday, or even it's good right up until you walk in the door at work on Monday morning, all right? That's what this podcast is about. A lot coming up tonight. First of all, this.
I was on London Bridge.
Yeah. An attack in London tonight. Let's play that. But also, what's coming up on the show is more of Kathy Griffin's press conference. Oh, God, that is just such good stuff, man. I mean, really, it's a psychologist's field day listening to her. And Kathy's on the show tonight. That's great. Also coming up is, Bill Maher stepped in it. I guess it was Friday night. He said the N-word. We got that audio. And since this is a podcast, we can play it. But I'm not going to say it. Okay, I'll let him do that. And then what else? There's some idiot on CNN called Trump a piece of SH situation there. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. It's all related as far as I'm concerned. The London thing is really bad. More terrorism in London. There were two attacks. They seem to be a coordinated one on the London Bridge itself, as that guy was talking about, and one in the Borough Market section of London, which is really on the South Bay, or excuse me, the South Shore of the Thames, after you get off the London Bridge. So they would look like they were coordinated attacks in central London. Six people at least dead. Terrible stories of stabbings. Let's get back to the eyewitness on the London Bridge.
What I saw was a van coming across London Bridge at high speed, swerving on and off the pavement.
Yeah, you know how reminiscent this is of the other attack in London at the Westminster Bridge, which is just to the west of this bridge. So it's the same thing. Get on a bridge where people are walking, get this van, and just mow them down.
It knocked over several people, came within about 20 yards of where I was before it swerved across the other side of the road.
Right, it could have been this guy. He knows it.
And I almost directly opposite me, it knocked somebody nearly 20 feet in the air. The van then carried on across the bridge, and I think it hit a bus stop and came to a halt further down the road.
And supposedly what happened is these guys got out, and they had knives, and they started to stab people randomly, and they were saying, at least this is what the London papers are reporting, you know, this one's for Allah. You know?
But within my line of sight, there were five or six bodies that I could see on the ground of people who were not moving. Everybody gathered around to help them.
There was even a story about this poor girl. They used the word girl. And one of these guys with the knives came out and just started stabbing her. And the guy was counting how many times she was being stabbed. And he said, I felt so helpless. He said, I threw something. He didn't even know what he'd thrown. Was it a bicycle or a chair? You know, and the girl was saying, please help me. And this guy stabbed her 10, 15 times. Can you imagine that?
And now it's a mass of police and paramedics in the area. I'm with the police at the moment. They've gathered together all the people who are on the bridge, and they're taking us off somewhere to interview us.
Yeah, well, that's London. So as the weekend goes on, you'll be hearing more and more about it, but you heard it here on the podcast. And it's just, you know, not to be flippant, I don't want to be that way. But Kathy Griffin's press conference is, you know, is almost as big of a disaster as London, you know. And as I said at the beginning of the podcast, she is a psychiatrist's field day just listening to her. Good Lord. I pulled some stuff from YouTube. This is from her press conference. I guess it was on Friday. I hope I'm not going too fast here. Let me grab a bud. Hang on. You know, it's Joe Crumbly After Dark, everybody, okay? I think we're like, we got this pace going on like it's Monday morning. Hey. Anyway. So Kathy Griffin hooks up with Lisa Bloom, who, as far as I'm concerned, is the Kathy Griffin of attorneys. as is her mother, the late great Gloria Allred. She's the mother of all, whatever this is. Anyway, Lisa Bloom is great. I mean, you know, it's like the two-headed monster. You know, it really is her mom and her. It's like, good Lord, you know, really. Lisa Bloom was just doing great. She was just having a great old time. Had her logo up there, everybody watching it. Kathy Griffin, here she is.
I'm, you know, this is the kind of comedy I do. So it's the style of comedy that I do.
Right. So, okay. And her argument is, I'm a comic, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. I mean, that's what she said.
Kathy, you said you've been bullied by the Trump family. Have they reached out to you outside of social media?
I don't think they have to. My impression is that they have mobilized their armies or their bots or whatever they do.
Yes. You know what's interesting about this is she has no awareness or any understanding whatsoever why people might be pissed. She has zero awareness of that. By the way, Roy Buchanan, the late, great Roy Buchanan, wrapping up the first part of Joe Crummy After Dark with some blues called After Hours from like a long time ago. So anyway, Kathy Griffin has no idea why. She's a comic, and she thinks that comics have a license to say whatever they want. And what she doesn't get is people have the right to take it any way they want. And I don't think she quite gets that. She's going, but I'm a comic, and I can do it to you, but you guys better not get back. I can say any outrageous thing I want, but if there's any blowback, it's a bunch of bots. And I'm thinking, no, I think it's a lot of people, honey.
Like I said, it's quite clear to me that they're trying to use me as a distraction.
Yeah, what does she think she is? What is she, like some pundit now?
And I'm not going to be collateral damage for this fool.
Whoa. She just ended up, she apologized to him. Now she's calling him a fool. This is great.
I think he's a fool. So I'm going to say I think the president
is a fool. We're sort of going around this way, so.
She doesn't know what she is. Is she a politician? Is she a pundit? Is she an artist? You know, what is the deal here? Wow. It gets better. I mean, really. Let's keep going.
You know, I can say that.
Do you have fear for your career after this storm dies
down? Are you afraid? No, do you have fear for your career after this storm dies down? I think that's it.
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this.
Oh, here comes the good part. This is where Donald broke me. This is great.
I'm going to be honest. He broke me.
Oh, baby, he broke me.
He broke me.
He broke me good. You know, really, it does sound like, you know, he broke me. No, you broke me. You broke me good, baby. That's what it sounds like, you know. He broke me good. Does she think this is a movie?
He broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right.
Okay, here comes the righteous anger. This is great.
It's just not right. And I apologize because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. And I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Barron. And obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But
yeah, but it wouldn't stop you from doing it. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? You didn't give a shit. Come on, man. This is a joke to you. And there's something really funny about Anderson Cooper I've got to bring up. But let's finish out with Kathy. Here she is having a little bit of a meltdown. And we have another cut of this. I don't know how much you want to listen to it.
I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pylon.
Oh.
And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows.
Uh-oh, what's coming? I don't, she's scared?
They're scared. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested today. I don't know.
Did you hear that? She thinks she might get arrested. How's that, Snowflake? It's not a good feeling, you know?
But I have to stand up.
Excuse me? What do you think about CNN firing you?
It's hurtful to me.
It's hurtful. Yeah.
It's hurtful to you. How would you like to be evil Trump, you know, and have your severed head up there? And that the weird irony is, too, is that Kathy Griffin thinks that this sort of ISIS beheading knife and blood thing is kind of funny. And isn't she cute and all of that? And you have it for real in London where people are being stabbed for real. And the whole ISIS thing is would it show the severed heads of people. And she just thought that was too fucking funny, too. I mean, think about the irony there. And she's like, you know, I know you could say like the so-and-so who cried wolf and then out comes on. Or she's like somebody, you know, like you open Pandora's box or something and you're in over your head. you know. Oh, and then there's one other quote I got to play here. This is where she blames, it's about her being a woman. This is good.
Quickly as possible.
Kathy, do you think that if you were a male comic, it would be coming after you as hard?
No, no, cut the crap. This wouldn't be happening to a guy. This is a woman.
You know what I like? She's sort of got her, she's got her rap back now. She had a, she, in the other part, she had lost it, you know, but now she's, cut the crap. Now,
quickly as possible.
Oh, and by the way, that first guy, she has a criminal attorney. Because she said there she wasn't sure if she was going to get arrested, which I highly doubt. You know, this is too much fun. Please, you know, keep letting her talk. Come on, man. So that's the her criminal attorney. But then she says it's all about a woman. Or I guess somebody asks her, you know, do you think that was probably some Democratic plant from George Soros? Right now, get in there and ask her if it's about a woman.
Quickly as possible.
I mean, he has enough money to fund that, right?
Quickly as possible.
Kathy, do you think that if you were a male comic, it would be coming after you as hard?
No, no, cut the crap. This wouldn't be happening to a guy. This is a woman thing. All right. I'm just going to come out and say it. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, but I live it.
Now, listen to what she, who she's mad at.
I'm 56 years old. Everywhere I play, there's a male promoter. There's a male who owns a theater. The people who sign my checks are white guys.
So what? Shouldn't you be happy?
They're usually older white guys.
Oh, that's bad? Yeah? So what?
I've been living this my whole career.
Really? Well, you know what? The same old white guys I've had to deal with my career. So what? Jesus.
I've been fighting this. And stuff like that happens, which is a moment for a comic. It's funny. It's called prop comedy. It's not my area.
Man, she's great. I just love her because she's sort of, lurching in and out or like in and out of control as she's doing this. You know, because she knows the cameras are on. So she's trying to, you know, perform too as well and kind of get it back under control. I guess we have 6 more seconds.
There are other people that I can send you to that are better at it. That's what I do, guys. And then I cry, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that, I don't know, isn't that wild? All right, let's, first a little more music. Anyway, hope you're enjoying the podcast. By the way, Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts, as are Joe Crummy's After Darks, because they're related, are heard all over the globe. I mean, we come from the West Coast of the United States, but... yeah, I can see the metrics, and it's so cool to see where you're all listening to the show. You know, I have a download from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. What's up, Vietnam? What's going on? Yeah, that used to be Saigon. You know? I got one from the Russian Federation. It's got to be Vlad's boys checking in with their bots. You know, Kathy Lee. You know, the bots are Kathy Griffin, rather. You know, the bots I'm talking about. The evil bots. You know, when anything goes wrong, the other guy has a bunch of Twitter bots, and they're going to tick your ass down, Kathy Griffin. By the way, coming up on the show tonight is Bill Maher. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, said the N-word. I'm not going to say it because I don't need it. I'll let him say it. We can talk about that. And I should do a musical number for you tonight. And I haven't even decided what it is yet. So there's a lot of drama coming up on the show. I don't know what the hell I'm going to play for you. But you're going to love it. I'll love it. The planet will love it. Ho Chi Minh City is going to love it. South Dakota, 3 downloads. We love it. Thank you very much. New York, New Jersey, we got a lot of downloads. Oh, hell yeah. Arizona, Maricopa County, you said it. Yep. Oh, yeah. I noticed a lot of downloads in Portland. I saw some in Seattle. What's up with that? Hey, Seattle, what's going on? How's that Space Needle? How are those anarchists? What's going on? How's that coffee? I went to Seattle once, and it was all like, hey, we're the coffee people. I go, that's great, okay? That's great. They're really into coffee. It's their identity. You got to have something. You know? Let's see if we get in tune with it. This is the Ventures song. I played it last week on Joe Crummy After Dark. It's some guy, a guitar player. They mentioned his name at the end of it. But he's kind of... And it's live somewhere. And it's almost something you've seen a band or, you know, some kind of a bar, maybe. Whatever. All right, so Bill Maher, let's get into that. He says the N-word. Here's the deal with that. He's taking crap now, so... Actually, maybe I should do a number for you. Let's do it now. What the hell? Let's let the song play out. Let me grab my capo because I might want to use it on the show tonight. So hold on. Let the benchers play for like 3 seconds, all right? Yeah. Why is it Eddie McGee? All right, so let's get this number out of the way because I want to get back to Bill Maher and I want to get back to Anderson Cooper and Kathy Gifford too because that's really cool. Nobody's really talking about that, and I think that's interesting. And then what? Then we're going to wrap up the podcast tonight. How's that sound? All right, so let's do it. I figured let's do an acoustic number that would sound good if it was one guy playing his guitar and it's an acoustic guitar, right? So this goes way back. Here I stand with head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, can't go on feeling 2 foot small. How could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round, oh you clown, let me hear you say. Never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round, all you clowns, let me hear you say. You've got to hide your love away. And then we wrap it up with like a flute solo. Let me put this thing down. There's your number for tonight, all right? We're here all week, everybody. Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts. And this is a division of such known as Joe Crummy After Dark. All right, so I want to get to the Bill Maher tape, and then I want to go to Anderson Cooper. Here's Bill Maher on his show where he says the N-word. He was talking with, a Nebraska senator, maybe, some guy, Ben Sasse, I think Senator Ben Sasse, maybe, Republican guy from Nebraska, who has a book out, and I think he's kind of saying, like, you know, adults don't grow up anymore. It's probably millennials. I mean, baby boomers were bad. Millennials are taking a lot of heat right now. You know, you guys don't want to grow up, or people, or even older than millennials. What's that, Generation X or whatever? Anyway, so he has this book out, and one of the reasons they think that people are losers is that in California, adults dress up on Halloween, and they think that's, you know, that's a kid thing, and in Nebraska, they don't do that, and this is the context of this conversation, and the senator says, well, you know, you should spend more time in Nebraska, you work the fields with us, he said, and Bill Maher says, I don't work the fields, I'm no blankety blank, so here's how it went down. On Real Time with Bill Maher. It may cost him his job, I doubt it, but who knows?
To Nebraska, Maher. You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us. Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Here it comes.
Senator, I'm a house nigga.
Whoa!
It's a job.
Yeah, he said the N-word. You heard it. He said the N-word. And people are just going out of their minds. Look, I'll let you people fight that one out on Facebook, okay? I want to just get to one more comment. You know she lost her big gig with Anderson on New Year's Eve. And Anderson is just going to have to figure out how to get his giggles elsewhere, I guess. But anyway, so she's bummed out about Anderson Cooper. Nobody's talking about this. Because Anderson tweeted that, you know, I find this appalling and there's no place for this, yada, yada, yada. Kathy Griffin was hoping he would support her. Because, and I'll tell you this, and she's pissed and she has every right to feel it because she's an idiot, number one. But number two, Anderson tells her every day that the president, all she has to do is watch, the president is evil, he's stupid, he's a racist, he's a misogynist. I mean, let's slow down. He's stupid. The president is an idiot. She called him a fool in the press conference. And that's cool because Anderson Cooper presents it every day just like that. He's a treasonous man. You know, she really believes that, and so do a lot of other liberals too. It's really great that and the only reason why she took one step beyond Anderson is because he said it was okay, because he says it every day. It's out of control. And she went, okay, she got her marching orders and she went out there. I mean, if the president is Hitler, what's the big deal if you hold up a severed head? And Anderson said when he put out that tweet, honey, you're on your own now. Because if I don't tell everybody that I think this sucks, I'm out of a job. And you know what? I'm not doing that, honey. She feels betrayed. Isn't that incredible, man? Those are evil thoughts. They just are. It's Joe Crummy After Dark. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Tell your friends about this podcast. Spread the word. Subscribe to the podcast. A shout out to Valerie Timmerman. You are so sweet. Southern California. Listen to the podcast. Very good. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter as Joe Crummy and on Instagram as Crummy Joe. And those are my evil thoughts.